following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
I don't know. The oldest performing clown.
Hold on. We can solve this here. Okay, Kathy Bacon, who was the world's oldest performing clown?
Well, not anymore. He's dead.
Let's see. He died in Montana. Let's see. She's not going to say the word for us. Floyd Creaky Creekmore, the world's oldest clown at age 98, died in Billings, Montana.
I say clowns should win.
Excellent. There you go. Congratulations for that.
I just want to say right now, speaking of the world's oldest performing clowns.
Yes. Is this going to be a big fatty joke?
No.
Oh,
no. I think you just made one. But we have a person working at Walmart still who is 102 years old.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Speaking of the world's oldest performing clown.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1806 of the BFO for right the 26th of December 2014. Y'all coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to open the cards and gift sets that I got before I left for Atlanta. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, Kwanzanians. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you have all right. It's going well. And y'all, this is not just any for right. Y'all, it is the last for right. Of 2014, and y'all, that means it's also Boxing Day. Big Fatty, where are the boxes? That's what, you know, a lot of people think that Boxing Day got its roots in the rich aristocracy would make up boxes of food and giftettes that they didn't want and give it to the help. But y'all, in reality, the modern Boxing Day is after the children open up their giftettes and their expensive toys and everything, y'all, they always end up playing in the box. Yes, Big Freddy! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, I say two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. First of all, Tamari, the 27th, y'all, you know him as the Spambassador of the BFO. He is up there in the St. Paul, Minnesota, and y'all, it is the Laughing Buddha. You know, he does those Scooter Diaries. Big Ready, we love the Scooter Diaries. It's true. And so the Laughing Buddha is having a celebration of exiting the birth canal. And then on Sunday, y'all, we have two celebrations. The first one, he's on that cocktails and kerfuffles. Y'all, he's the one with the giant penis. Big Fatty, do you mean Donna Sugars? No, I don't mean Donna. You're like Wendy Cameron? No. Y'all, it is that Gary Andrew Stiglitz. Big Fatty. And then y'all also, he's over there on Sunday. He's over there at the Taste Like Burning, y'all. He's just a sweetheart. Y'all, it is that Taste Like Burning Tim. Big Fatty, there's just so many celebrations of exiting the birth canal. I think there needs to be a Happy New Year, kid. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, I'm going to try to get all the packages and cans open that I received prior to leaving Charleston for Atlanta. And, y'all, the first one I'm going to open is from that Gavin. You know, he sent me a package. He said, do not open till Crema Big, ready? So, y'all, I'm going to open it up. It's a can here on the front of it. And, y'all, it's a beautiful wrapped little prezi that came along with it. And, y'all, let's just see what the cans is. By the way, y'all, you'll be able to see all these cans and giftettes at noon today. Y'all, it's a picture of blue balls. Big, ready? That's vulgar. And it's got a glitter on it. Oh, Big Fanny, we love a glitter. And it says, "To Big Fanny, wishing you all the joys of this sparkling season as you welcome Crema into your home and heart. All our love, Jim and Gavin." Big Fanny, that's sweet, even though it has big blue balls on it. All right, y'all, we're going to open the gift up here, and we're just going to see what's in it.
Big Fanny.
And y'all, it's something from the Amazon. Big Fanny, is that the big lesbians? Well, we could ask Miss Beaver. And anyway, so let's just open this up and see what we got here. And it is, oh, Big Fanny, what is it? I don't know. It is Genuine Fred.
Big Fanny, what is Genuine Fred? Oh!
Y'all, it is. Y'all, it is little ice trays, and y'all, it is gin and Titanic, and y'all, it is like the iceberg and the Titanic, but it makes ice cubes. And that is the cutest thing. And y'all, there's two of them. And Gavin and Jim, that is just the cutest thing. Jim and Titanic. And evidently the iceberg floats on top and the Titanic sinks.
Big Fanny, that sounds lovely.
Anyway, thank you so much, guys. Y'all, I also got a package from that Drusilla Blomey up there in the cola. And y'all, you know, by the way, Drusilla for the Chinooka, y'all, he was going to make latkes and a pork roast.
Big Fanny, you're not supposed to eat pork on Chinooka.
Well, I know, but anyway, he was cooking bacon or something, too. I don't know what that's all about. But anyway, y'all, we're just going to open this up and see what Drusilla sent to Big Fanny. Oh, Big Fanny, there's a can! And y'all, the can, y'all, it is absolutely covered in tape.
Big Fanny, did the skull do this?
Y'all, I have a feeling this is going to be full of glitter.
Big Fanny, you're probably right.
But y'all, I've got the can open, and y'all, it's a can. Oh, Big Fanny, it's kitty cats. And y'all, it's the singing kitty cats, and it says, "Angels on treetops and tinsel so shiny, porcelain Santas and reindeer quite tiny, low-hanging ointments, popcorn on strings." Oh, Big Fanny, look! It's "Say Goodbye to Your Favorite Things." And y'all, the kitty cat jumps and knocks the Crema tree over, and it says, "Happy Crema, Big Fanny. I've enclosed a special operative chance to take out Squeaky Kitty and Squeaky Gentleman Caller once and for all. With love, Drusilla." Drusilla, that's a lovely cut. Big Fanny, he's going to take out Squeaky Kitty. I don't know. But y'all, I got to see what this is here. And y'all, it is it's an operative to take those out. And y'all, oh, Big Fanny, look, it's Squeaky Bear. It says I squeak, and y'all, is it a puppy dog or a bear? What is it? I don't know. How do you make it squeak? Big Fanny, we don't know. But he's not squeaking. Big, oh, there he is.
Big Fanny, it's Squeaky Bear,
or is that Squeaky Puppy Dog? I don't know. I think it may be Squeaky Puppy Dog.
Big Fanny, Squeaky Puppy Dog, and Squeaky Kitty are fighting. Oh, Big Fanny, oh, yeah.
Okay, y'all go over there and y'all learn to get along together.
Big Fanny.
And what, well, Drusilla, thank you so much for the cat and the Squeaky I think it's a puppy dog, y'all. Big fatty. Y'all, our next card, y'all, it's from the birthday boy tomorrow. Y'all, it is the Spambasta of the BFO, y'all. It's the Laughing Buddha. And, y'all, I just want to say also that if I've read your card or opened a package from you or whatever, Big Fatty's already gotten a card in the mail to you. Big Fatty. Oh, y'all, it's a cat that has tacky grandma sweaters on it. It says, "Tis the season to be tacky, fa-la-la-la-la." Y'all, that's cute as it can be. And it says, "Dear Big Ratty, Poodle, Squeaky Kitty, and Gentleman Caller, sending you warm wishes for a season of good cheer, XOXO, Mark, a.k.a. the Spambassador, to the BFO." Mark, that's just as sweet as it can be. Thank you so much, y'all. I'm just blown away at the love that is sent to Big Fatty. Y'all, the next one is from Brian from the Game Night Gals. And y'all, it's in a red envelope, and we're going to open it up. And y'all, there's a picture. Oh, Big Fatty, look! Y'all, it's a girl drinking from a big wine glass, and she's got on a tacky sweater, too. Big Fatty, there's a theme. It's true. And it says, "At Christmas, we should limit ourselves to just a couple of glasses of wine." Big Fatty. Y'all, it's the world's largest glass of wine. And it says, "Big Fatty, have a wonderful crema. I'm looking forward to seeing you in Vegas next year. Smiley face, Brian." Brian, thank you so much. You're awfully sweet. Y'all, the next one is from a straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, from down there in the future, where y'all, he's probably running around. He's probably surfing. Because, you know, my straight boyfriend loves to surf. I don't know if y'all like that or not. I mean, if you like it, I don't know. I don't care if you like it or not. He likes it. Big Fatty. Y'all, it's a picture of Santa Claus in his short pants and his flip-flops. And there's some sort of koala and kangaroo. Big Fatty. And it says, "Merry Crema." It says, "Wishing you a crema filled with laughter and fun. Merry Crema, boyfriend. I hope Santa fills your stockings full of the men's penis." Big Fatty. "And he leaves you with a big smile on your face. Insert Charles Nelson Riley here." Ho, ho. "Thanks for another year and another big effort. We all love you. Your only straight international boyfriend, Bob. P.S. There's a slight chance Hat M was sent this same card." Shh. Well, anyway, well, but Straight Bob, thank you so much. It's so nice. But but you're not his straight boyfriend. Big Fatty, that's all right. And y'all, our next one, y'all, it's from the number one fan of the BFO. You know that is Bill in St. Louis. Big Fatty. Y'all, it's a picture of a squirrel and his nuts. Big Fatty. And it says, "My nuts are frozen." Big Fatty, that's vulgar. And y'all, you open it up and it says, "Warm wishes this holiday season. Hope your nuts stay warm this season with all the gentlemen callers. Merry Crema, your number one. That's lovely. Bill, thank you so much. That's just as lovely. I hadn't seen that one before. And y'all, our final card to open today is from the Howdy Do Pancakes out there in San Francisco. So nice to name it twice. And y'all, we're just going to open it up here. Big Fatty, I think it's got glitter. It's covered in glitter. Y'all, and it is a picture of is that a kitty? Yes, Big Fatty, it's another kitty. And y'all, it's a kitty and the glitter card. And y'all, you open it. Oh, it's a pop-up. Look at that. And y'all, it's a pop-up, and the kitty is, there's kitties everywhere. Big Fatty, we love kitties everywhere. And then on the back it says, "Dear Big Fatty, Poodle, and Squeaky Kitty, wishing you a merry holiday season full of gentlemen callers, cake, Jen for Squeaky Kitty, friends and family. Thank you for brightening our season and lives. Love, Calvin and JR." Big Fatty.
Born is the King of Israel.
Now
Hey, y'all, you know I got a scratch-off from that Peter G before I left for Hatlanta, and y'all are going to do it now. Y'all have to match any of my my numbers to the winning numbers. If I get if I see a heart symbol, I get that prize instantly, and I get, if I see double hearts, I win double the prize. So, y'all, the winning numbers are number 4 and number 26. Now, y'all, 26 is Big Fatty's lucky number, so let's just see what we got. The first number is number 8, no winner there. Number 15, not a winner. Number 30, not a winner. Number 12, no winner there. Number 6, not a winner. Number 22, not a winner. Number 28, no winner there. Number 23, not a winner. Number 29, no winner there. And number 14, poor Big Fatty. Now, y'all, on my way out of town on Thursday, I went by the P.O. Box, and y'all, there were two more cans there, and I'd like to open them up. Y'all, I also want to say that Moose P., that Moose P., you know, he was the number one fan of the BFO for 2010. He sent Big Fatty a lovely gift card via the e-letters, and y'all, he's just the sweetest and most generous thing. Y'all, I can't say enough. I just can't say enough. And Moose P, thank you so much. Y'all, now I am going to post a picture of all the cans that I opened and the gift ads. But y'all, I had to take that picture before I left Charleston. So y'all, you won't get to see it. You won't get to see these cans until Big Fatty gets back. Y'all, this first can is from that Tim in Alaska. Oh, Big Fatty, look, it's all glittery. It's true. It says, oh, what fun. And y'all, you open it. Oh, dang, I see. Y'all, Tim in Alaska always does one of those crema letters. Y'all, I love them. Just love them. And it says, much holiday happiness to you and yours. From Tim and Brian. It says, Big Fatty, Poodle and Squeaky. Big Fatty. It says, I'm curious, are you able to reuse all those buttery paper towels from the pecans and nuts and bolts in the sling room? Will there be cake hugs? Tim, well, Tim, first of all, thank you so much for the can. And, no, I don't because, you know, there's salt involved, and, you know, sometimes salt is not necessarily your friend, in the sling room. Big Fatty, please, I'm gonna cover myself with salt next time I go in there, okay? Y'all, our last can, is from the Danbury's. Y'all, Big Fatty, this one's vulgar. Y'all, as Santa Claus is sitting there, and the elves have dropped their pants, and it says, the day the elves won the lottery, and y'all, the elves are mooning. They're moving old boss claws, Big Fatty, oh, Dick, I see, and it says, Merry Crema, here's your chance to win the lottery. It says, the Danbury's, Brian, Kevin, and DJ, Big Fatty, little DJ, signed it too. He did. And y'all, there are two, not one, but two, I say, chew, scratch-offs here. Y'all, it's the Winter Fun and the Holiday Doubler. And y'all, I guess I'll scratch these on next week's show. And y'all, then, here's the nice part. If I'm the big winner, I can just cash them in myself. Yes, Big Fatty. Okay, I see. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely final weekend of 2014. Y'all, don't forget to wish all those folks a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, Big Fatty be traveling back to the Fat Cave in Charleston on Saturday. And y'all, then I'll be in Charleston Sunday. And Monday, y'all, then I'm flying up to the Connecticut for the New Year's, and I'll be seeing the Danbury's, who sent me that can, and that Daniel Bieber, who you heard at the beginning of today's little show. And Adam, I won't be able to see you, but what do you think it'll be like on New Year's Eve?
Speaking of the world's oldest performing clown.
Oh, no, that's not a clown outfit. I'll be Father Time, yes!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.